Wall Street gets spooked by good jobs data. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 5th day of January. Thanks for being here. And a programming note, the business headlines did not air on Wednesday due to some technical issues that we've finally been able to resolve. In other news, we'll talk about job openings as well as a doctor's strike in Great Britain, Starbucks found guilty of closing locations due to union activity. 2023 was a good year for new car sales. We'll share those numbers with you. Has the American dream turned into a nightmare? Millions believe so, and they're leaving. We've got the Wall Street Report and the closing of dozens of restaurants by a company that had projected a good sales year. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And we are sorry about yesterday, but those technical issues, we believe, have been finally resolved. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. When is good news not so good for Wall Street? The answer is when job numbers continue to climb, investors get shaky about the Fed and rates. Might the Fed continue to raise rates and delay cuts in the face of what we learned on Thursday? We're talking job numbers. A healthy job market is great for workers and stamps out worries about an imminent recession. But too much strength could prod the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high because it could keep upward pressure on inflation. And the Fed has already hiked its main interest rate to the highest level since 2001. One report from the U.S. government showed fewer U.S. workers filed for unemployment benefits last week than expected. Another from ADP Research Institute said private employers accelerated their hiring last month by more than economists had expected. Private payrolls increased by 164,000 in December. That's compared with a 101 rise in the month before. All that from ADP. A more comprehensive report on the jobs market from the U.S. Labor Department will arrive on Friday. Economists expect to show that the U.S. hiring slowed to 160,000 jobs last month from 199,000 jobs in November. We shall see. As a result of that data, Wall Street ended the day mixed, but the Dow did eke out a small gain. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The Labor Department tells us that U.S. employers posted 8.8 million job openings in November. That's down slightly from October and the fewest since March of 2021. But demand for workers remains strong by historical standards despite higher interest rates. The Associated Press is reporting that the number of job vacancies dipped from 8.9 million in October. It also showed that the number of people quitting their jobs, that's a sign of confidence in the labor market, that fell to its lowest level since February of 2021. The number of quits is now roughly where it stood before the pandemic erupted nearly 4 years ago. In November, job openings dropped by 128,000 in transportation, warehousing, and utilities, and by 78,000 at hotels and restaurants. The federal government reduced job openings by 58,000. By contrast, openings in construction rose by 43,000 and in retail by 42,000. The unemployment rate is currently 3.7%, not far above a half-century low. Through November of last year, American employers added a healthy 232,000 jobs a month. The December jobs report, which the government will issue on Friday, is expected to show that the economy added 155,000 jobs, still a decent number. Thousands of medical doctors walked off the job in Great Britain due to a pay dispute. The AP is reporting that patients faced canceled treatments as physicians there start a six-day strike over pay that was set to be the longest in the history of the state-funded National Health Service. Managers said tens of thousands of appointments and operations will be postponed because of the walkout across England by junior doctors. Those are doctors in the first years of their careers. The doctors who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care plan to stay off the job until 7 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Senior doctors and other medics have been drafted to cover the emergency services, critical care, and maternity services. Unions say wages, especially in the public sector, have fallen in real terms over the past decade, and double-digit inflation in late 2022 and early last year, fueled by sharply rising food and energy prices, left many workers struggling to pay bills. The union says newly qualified doctors earn £15.5, or about $19.37 an hour. The UK minimum wage is just over £10 an hour, though salaries do rise rapidly after the first year. In other labor news closer to home, federal officials are seeking to force Starbucks to reopen three locations in Portland, Oregon, and other locations across the country that were closed illegally. Oregon Live is reporting that the coffee giant closed the stores in 2022 and that the closures were intended to crack down on union activity. In a complaint filed by the National Labor Relations Board regional director in Seattle back in December, the labor regulator accused Starbucks of shuttering stores with the goal of discouraging membership in a labor organization. At the time, Starbucks said it was closing the shops due to safety concerns and crime that was happening nearby. The Labor Board official wants Starbucks to reopen 23 stores in 8 states and Washington, D.C., and reinstate the workers who were forcibly transferred to other stores or lost their jobs as a result of the closures. Regulators also want the coffee chain to bargain in good faith with the 8 unionized stores and compensate those workers for lost wages and benefits and any expenses incurred while searching for new work. 2023 was a great year for car sales, according to reporting from the Wall Street Journal. Many car companies reported double-digit sales gains, marking a return to normalcy for a sector that's been on a roller coaster since the start of the pandemic. Automakers' results are boosted by pent-up demand and better availability on dealership lots. A 6-week United Auto Workers strike this fall did little to dampen the industry's momentum, and electric vehicle sales continued to rise, but at a much slower rate than in a previous year. Analysts project industry-wide sales of new cars in the U.S. could reach nearly 15.5 million in 2023. That would be a 13% increase from the prior year once all the car companies have released their figures. Of those who have reported, General Motors said it sold 2.6 million vehicles in the U.S. last year, retaining its crown as the nation's largest car seller. Those sales were a 14% increase over the prior year. Toyota Motors' U.S. sales increased nearly 7% last year to about 2.3 million, lifted by sales of plug-in models, while American Honda Motor recorded a 33% increase for the period. For the year, Ford reported U.S. total sales jumped 7.1% to just under 2 million vehicles, making 2023 the Dearborn-based automaker's best year since 2020. Ford noted strong sales in its truck business with well over 1 million trucks and vans sold last year, up by 13%. Today, consumers are finding more options at dealerships as some of the snarls that impeded factory production in recent years have eased. Increasing inventory levels have led to moderating new vehicle prices and more promotional deals, providing a welcome relief for car shoppers who have dealt with sharply increasing price tags. Well, here's the stunning headline for you. The new American dream is to leave. What? Most in the U.S. don't believe hard work will get you ahead. Here's what some are striving for instead. That is the headline. MoneyWise is reporting that at the heart of the national ethos is the belief that anyone can rise from rags to riches through hard work and perseverance. In the past, that was symbolized by owning a large home with a white picket fence, driving a nice car, and having a happy, healthy, and well-educated family. But get this, 45% of people think the American dream no longer holds true. That, according to a Wall Street Journal NORAC poll from October, while 18% think it never held true. So, what are many Americans doing? Well, simply, they are leaving. The Association of American Residents Overseas estimates that at least 5.4 million Americans lived abroad last year. The biggest share of expats, 40%, are thought to live in the Western Hemisphere. That would be Canada, Central and South America, or Europe at 26%, while 14% headed to East Asia and the Pacific. In a video posted on TikTok, one expat says the new dream is to pack up and head to a quiet European town or a beachside village in Asia, somewhere where we aren't being poisoned by our food, we don't need 2 to 3 jobs to survive, and where healthcare isn't the luxury, but the norm. Those are some sobering thoughts. And just this week, we learned of yet another friend and his husband that are packing up and heading to Ecuador to live where they don't need a vehicle because of light rail service that costs 18 cents for a ride, a 3-bedroom apartment they can get for under 400 bucks a month, and even hire people to cook and clean at just pennies on the dollar. The new American dream? Just leave. Wall Street ended the day mostly lower, while the Dow did eke out a small win. The blue chips gained 10 points on the day to close at 37,440. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ came off session lows to end the trade off by 81 points and closed at 14,510. The S&P 500 shed 16 points to finish the day at 4688. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 34 cents at $72.36 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury gained to just over 4%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the closing of 36 TGI Friday restaurants. TGI Fridays unexpectedly closed dozens of what they're calling underperforming locations as part of what it calls an ongoing growth strategy. It's all under their new CEO. The chain also sold 8 restaurants to its former chief executive, who will operate them as a franchisee. Before the closures, TGI Fridays had about 270 locations across the U.S. The shuttered restaurants were in a dozen states, including New Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York. The nearly 60-year-old chain is privately owned, so it doesn't report its financial results. But it said just last year that same-store sales were expected to grow 8% from over what they did in 2019. Yes, an unexpected closure of TGI Friday's restaurants. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Mike Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.